Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Mystery. Radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome. In case this is your first time, my name is Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how are you doing, man?
Great, and you, man?
Great, man. So the topic is pretty simple today as to what's new in the sports industry. So there is, I'll be speaking about Pogba and someone that's a threat to Anthony Joshua. His name is Alexandre Oskin. And they say on Sky Sports News that he is a threat to Anthony Joshua. So I'm gonna read it later on as to why is this guy a threat to Anthony Joshua. And I'll be speaking about Jose Mourinho keeping an eye on Gareth Bale. So that's what I'll be speaking about today. And I'll also speaking about Gary Medel, Manchester United. So it's gonna be a pretty interesting, and plus the most interesting one for me is, I think, the one where Jose Mourinho is busy eyeing on Gareth Bale because he was reacting of the score with his score to Madrid. So that's what he was eyeing on. So just to read, it says, when I have 5 minutes, I'm going to look at the Madrid website to see what they say. Gareth Bale scores first goal of second Tottenham spell to seal 2-1 win against Brighton. So Mourinho was very, very impressed with the goal that was made from Gareth Bale. I really think Jose Mourinho he's basically eyeing Gareth Bale. I think he wants to sign him in the near future. I'm not sure, because I think next year Gareth Bale might leave Real Madrid. I'm not actually sure, but Gareth Bale might go to Tottenham because Jose Mourinho is busy eyeing in Gareth Bale. So what do you think about that?
It is going to be an interesting topic.
So I'll be chatting about those three, but the main one, it's the heavyweight that's a threat to Anthony Joshua. His name is Alexandre Oskin. So I'll be chatting more about that in the near end. So we'll be back after this. So radio has never been better.
I love Active FM. Active FM.
Hot music, hot titles, hot shows, everything is just hot.
Hot music is also the hottest music.
FM. Welcome back to the Sporting Waves, where radio has never been better. So the first news that I'll be giving you is that there's a rumor that they might let Paul Pogba go because of poor performance in Manchester United. So the title is here: the desperate position for Neve damning United verdict. From the midfielder diamond problem to Paul Pogba poor performance to unnecessary pressure of Ole Gunnar, Neville spoke in the depth about United's current position and assist of warning signs have been there. So he says Gareth gave the damning verdict of Manchester United's situation is broadcast after the 1-0 defeat by Arsenal at Old Trafford. So they say it was a disappointment for Manchester United, but we've been saying that Manchester United has been going down the drain.
Who's the coach? I don't know if he's the coach, but Gary Neville, he said, look, it's not one problem that they have to fix.
Mm.
It's a lot of problems, especially in the center. It's like they have a lot of
Yeah, they've been having a lot of problems in the Manchester United. Even the loss against Arsenal. I'm not saying Arsenal is a small team. It's not a small team, but
you expect them to win.
We expected Manchester United to win.
Because in most people's view, they are better than Arsenal.
Yeah. In most people's view, and like Manchester United was supposed to be on top of the log. Unfortunately, they had a poor performance, but we saw this. I don't know if we saw this since, I think it was last year, middle of last year, towards end of last year. Like, nah, something's happening to Manchester United. But the first rumor was they're blaming it on Paul Pogba. I'm like, okay. And I remember he was injured at one stage and he didn't play for like previous games and all. And now he's back, but he's not delivering in the Manchester United log. Now they're thinking of letting Paul Pogba go. And that is a very crazy decision to make. That's all I can say. Because look, I would say Paul Pogba should improve in Manchester United before they move into another team. Because when he moves to another team, what if he performs the same way? What if he goes to La Liga, performs the same way? Because they play the Premier League and the La Liga, they don't play the same way. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So Paul Pogba is a threat to Manchester United. That's what I'm seeing right now. So there's this heavyweight boxer, right? He's new in the game. His name is Alexander Usyk. He's a boxing wizard who is a major threat to Anthony Joshua. Now this is big, Mr. Calvin.
Yeah,
this is really really big. And he said that Alexander Usyk proved that he's ready to take Anthony Joshua after outpointing Derek Chisora. The European phenom is a unique new talent in the heavyweight division, but doubt he'll remain about his natural size, strength, and power, writes James. So
is he older?
They say he's new in the game. He's new in the game, but he wants to challenge Anthony Joshua after a couple of wins. So he's European. And he says, Usyk calculated suffocation of the much larger Derek Chisora separates him from the heavyweight division through collision, but his unique ability entangled and control his prey. Now judges are saying about this guy, this guy is really fine, Joshua, man, because they say this guy is he's a unique fighter.
Yeah.
So he's new in the game, and I'm not sure about his amateur, but I believe his amateur, he's really improving in the amateur rate. That's why they asked him to challenge Anthony Joshua. But seems like Anthony Joshua is looking at this person is like, okay, this is going to be a challenge for me. Just like that guy, there was a guy he fought and he took the titles from him. And it was unexpected. We expected Joshua to win, but obviously he wasn't focused. But Joshua needs to be focused on this guy, because this guy, they say he's a threat right now. He's such a threat to Anthony Joshua, and it's crazy.
I think he should fight the Gypsy King before he gets to fight Anthony
you
Joshua.
You sure?
Because according to stats,
yes,
Anthony Joshua is better than the Gypsy King, because he has more belts than
Tyson Fury.
Fury. Yes. So I think he should first go through Tyson Fury, since
yes,
Anthony Joshua and Tyson are fighting for titles. I think it's next year, Jan.
So yeah,
I think they should give him a shot. Or Dante Wilder.
If
he does beat Dante, then there's a chance.
So do you think Dante deserves a second chance in this? Do you really think so? Because first match was draw. Second match, Dante lost. What do you think is going to happen on the third match, in your opinion right now? Let's forget about that.
I don't know. I think he's still going to lose with the way the Gypsy King is just strong. And for a guy his size,
yes,
the way he moves, just incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible, because we have seen in the heavyweight division, like Tyson Fury is a very, very fast... He's a very, very fast fighter, I must say. And Dante Wilder, if he just can get you with just that one punch, just that one, I mean, it's over for you. Trust me. It's really, really over for you. But look, I really think this guy should wait. That, in my opinion, this guy should wait. If he beats Tyson Fury, then we should focus on this guy. Then he should focus on the new guys in the game, because he's beaten the old stars in the game. Oh. Now, Anthony Joshua should be worried about the new stars in the game, because they're still young and they're still fresh. They still have power, so they have an advantage against Joshua. Because of their age, because if like the 23-year-old fighting a 32-year-old, who do you think is going to win? Like the young one. Yeah. Yes, experience.
Look, also experience. Yeah.
Yes, experience does matter. But I'm telling you, there's certain techniques that actually could take Joshua. Yes, Joshua has experience in the game, no doubt about that. But I think it should be worried about the new talent in the game. Because look, if I had experience, I would actually be worried about the new talents in the game, because they're more hungrier. You get what I'm saying? They're more hungry in the game. You get what I'm saying? Anthony Joshua, this is to you, man. Like, yes, beat Tyson Fury first, and then focus on the new guys in the game, because your focus is Tyson Fury right now. Tyson Fury wants all those titles to prove that he's the ultimate heavyweight champion of the world right now. Yeah. Because that's the main goal. That is the main goal of Tyson Fury. And clearly they claim that Tyson Fury is the best, because once upon a time he was champion, and they stripped his champion from him because he was, I don't know if you know that, he was doing drugs, and they stripped the titles from him. And there's this Russian guy, Vladimir Klitschko. Vladimir Klitschko took the titles, and he was a champion for a very long time. Then Anthony Joshua took all the titles. Then the Mexican guy took the titles. Then Joshua took them back. So Joshua has clearly has more. He doesn't have more wins than Tyson Fury.
Yeah. He has a loss. Okay, I think I'd forgotten that.
Yes. Yeah. Joshua has a loss. Okay. Now
Tyson Look, that was. Fury. I think that loss was just due to I don't know, disrespect or underestimating.
I think yes,
because it wasn't a. It wasn't, if I think honestly, if he'd fought the way he fought in the second round or just focused, he would have won.
Yes, exactly.
But and I think I could see, actually, even if the video starts, you can see he's not, literally taking him for granted.
Because I don't know if you saw in round one, in round two, he was like playing with the guy, and the guy was so focused. I said, I just want to get this guy down. And he took Anthony Joshua once, took him down twice, and as soon as they put him... Yes, it was Andy Reyes. Andy Reyes put Anthony Joshua by the corner, and the referee actually stopped the fight. Then after that, he's like, you know what? I'll take a loss like a champion, but I want my titles back. I don't care what you say. I want all my titles back. That's when you see Joshua actually focuses. Like, nah. Mm-hmm. You see, that's the Anthony Joshua we want. The focused one. He was so focused then. Remember in the second fight, he didn't care. Yeah. He just wanted to take this guy down. He went 12 rounds with him, but the guy, Andy Reyes, didn't have stamina, I saw. He didn't have stamina, but he was punching then. Joshua was punching, punching, move. I was like, okay, this guy's just moving. Then he won the fight. Now, that's the last time Anthony Joshua fought. And now he's fighting next year, Jan. With Tyson Fury. So this, I don't know who's gonna win this one, because this is a hard one.
Yeah,
this is a very very hard fight, because look, they both good. I must say they both good. You get what I'm saying? So good luck to Anthony Joshua, and I really hope he keeps those sides, because he's under pressure right now. Because look at Tyson Fury, he's good. I must say, I've seen past fights. He's good. He beat Vladimir Klitschko as well before he was stripped. Do you know that? He was stripped. He was stripped from the titles. Then Vladimir Klitschko fought this other guy. Then Vladimir Klitschko actually won the fight. Then he was a champion for a long time. Vladimir Klitschko is Russian, by the way. He's number four in the heavyweight rankings right now. He's number four in the heavyweight rankings until today. I'm telling you, and I think he has a twin. I'm not sure what's his name, but he has a twin. But yo, those guys are good. I must say, those guys are. You must see Vladimir Klitschko's fights. They're actually really, really good. But anyway, guys, obviously moving on to the UFC, just to make sure, they're still discussing about Khabib's title. They're still thinking of, should they strip him from his title, or they should keep it from him, or they make a new title. Because with this new title, Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor are going to fight for it. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So so Dustin Poirier, let's chat more about Dustin Poirier. Look, Dustin Poirier was actually lightweight champion before. I don't know if you know that. He was lightweight champion before. Then I think it was either Conor or Khabib that beat Dustin Poirier. Yeah, Khabib that beat Dustin Poirier. Yes, it was Khabib. So Dustin Poirier was champion for a long reign. Then Khabib took it. Then he was a champion for like a very, 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 very long time. Then that's when he left with 28-0. So the judges said they was expected him to leave at 40-0. Mm. But
who's that?
So one of the judges said, "Nah, we expected him to leave at 40
wins.
Oh, 40-0. I think it was Dana White. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? They expected him to leave at 14-0, but unfortunately, due to his father, this was his last time at the UFC, because obviously Khabib's father
was the trainer. Yeah.
He was actually his coach. Alexander Nurmagomedov. Yes, Alexander Nurmagomedov. That was Khabib's father. And when he announced his retirement, I was like, wow. He actually, it was too early to retire, don't you think?
I don't think he would have retired if he'd lost the title. If he'd lost,
yes,
basically.
Yeah, I don't think he would have retired.
Yeah,
he wouldn't like, he would like just keep on.
Yeah, people would have gotten the impression that he lost just because he was beaten. Meantime, he has been planning this, you know.
Yes,
it's cool the fact that he left after his win, which is very cool.
Yes, so, so obviously with Khabib, he has left the UFC. He's like, he said he's never coming back. He's retired from the UFC. Now Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor. Now this is where Conor McGregor comes back into the picture now. I mean, he retired. He didn't retire. He retired. He comes back. He retired. He comes back. I mean, what the hell is that? And he's organizing a fight with Manny Pacquiao. I mean, do you think it's for the cash? Just in your opinion, because...
Well, it will. What else would it be for? Because Manny Pacquiao, first of all, is old. He's been a legend in his time.
Yes.
This is not Manny Pacquiao's time. It's obviously, there's no other reason. It's for the cash.
I think it's for the cash, because remember in Mayweather's prime and in McGregor's prime, to enter the arena, they each get from, I think it was a 10-20 million each.
Each, yeah.
Yeah,
something like that.
Whoever wins gets more cash, whoever loses. But Conor McGregor still.
But still, cash. Doesn't matter if you lost, you still.
You still get cash.
You still got cash.
You get what I'm saying? That's why McGregor, he's the richest. He's one of the richest UFC fighters in the UFC today. I think second is Adesanya, then third is Usman, then fourth comes Khabib. You get what I'm saying? And speaking about the UFC, let's go to the ladies' side. Valentina Shevchenko. Valentina Shevchenko, my fight, I think it's this week or next week. I just need to check the exact date. But Valentina Shevchenko is fighting. You get what I'm saying? And there's a European guy that wants Adesanya or Kamaru Usman. Let me just check out what's his name. But there's this guy. He's very, very good. He's very, very good. You must keep an eye on this guy, but he wants Kamaru Usman or Israel Adesanya. I mean, he's look.
Kamaru Usman, from what I've seen, the way he fights, he's different from Israel. Israel is faster than him, as in terms of moving.
Running. Yes, okay.
But
so
Kamaru is more accurate and he's strong. You know, he has power.
Yes, like, so power. But this guy, his name is Chimaev. Chimaev is a European fighter, and you must look for Cosmot. He's a really, really good fighter, and he's eyeing on Kamaru Usman or Israel Adesanya. So this is my opinion.
I think you should start. Israel is in the middleweight.
He's in the middleweight, yes. And what's this? Kamaru Usman is a welterweight.
It's a welterweight.
So I think, in my opinion, he should start with Usman. Don't you think? Or we should start with...
I think you should start with Israel. You know what I'm saying?
But Israel's faster. And he's bigger. And he's bigger. You get what I'm saying? So I really think you should start with Usman because...
Because
I think Usman is more lighter. You get what I'm saying? So if he can handle Usman, I believe he can handle Adesanya. But Adesanya is not only is big, he's fast and he has power as well.
Yeah, he says he doesn't aim in hope. He aims in fire.
He aims in fire. I mean, he aims at the right time. I don't know if you saw what he did to Paulo Costa. I'm sorry to mention this.
They've proven that most out of 100%, I think they said 92 or 93% of his shots land. Now, that's crazy. Because if you think about it, and honestly, if you go check out Adesanya fight, most of his first land, that's including the kicks as well. Because, he's most of his stuff kind of impacts the opponent.
So look, his fight, I must say, it's too much, I must say. But Paulo Costa tried to land, but he couldn't. I don't know if you saw, he was like Romero at that time. He couldn't land. Trust me. He couldn't land on Adesanya. But... obviously, let's go back to the fight between Romero and Adesanya, right? If the fight would be lit, did you think that Yoel Romero was going to let Adesanya? If it was going to be like a lit fight in your imagination, do you expect
well,
a lot?
Well, Adesanya is a precise guy, precision man. Yeah. He hits on the spot where he wants to.
Yes.
That's one thing I know about him. He hits you where you want to. He doesn't just throw hoping it hits you, you know.
Yes.
That's what most fighters do. They throw punches hoping they touch some piece of your body. Adesanya, if he's aiming for the face, he goes for the face, you know.
If he's aiming
mostly he's working with the, for the body as well. But mostly what I've seen he works with is the legs, the face.
Yes, that's so what I've seen. So remember what he did? He damaged Romero's leg, and he did the same to Paulo Costa.
Yeah.
Now Whittaker, this is the last time I'm gonna share Whittaker. Now will he get a chance to actually beat Adesanya this time?
He said he wants another.
He wants another shot.
Well, I still doubt it. You know, first of all, Adesanya has too many advantages. You know, taller than him.
Yes,
his arms are longer.
Yes,
you know?
Yes,
his legs are longer. He's able to, and he's faster. I think he has more advantage than.
But there is a fight that will be happening with Shevchenko. I need to check who she's fighting, but she's fighting for the women's championship. So good luck to her. Man, we'll see you after this. Radio has never been better. You are holy. You are holy.
Reactive. Being reactive is being a people of reaction, people of change, being a movement of young people. It's not just a band, it's not just good music or inspiring words, it's not just catchy, it's life-changing.
You can check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
So that is it from us. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za or you can catch us on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook on ActiveFM777, which is Calvin.
The number of heaven.
Of course. But it's been good. It's been real with you. I hope to see you same time, same place. But for myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is The Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.